You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Omar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. The fans were back tonight. Frank Warren, what a night.
It was great, wasn't it? The atmosphere was fantastic, and we really, really was pleased to get them back in. I mean, it sounds like there was 10,000 in there rather than 1,000, and they got behind their man, and they're really good, really pleased that fans back here.
Let's start from the top. So Daniel Dubois, back stronger, brilliant finish of Bogdan Dino. That right hand to end it was brilliant.
Well, it was. He caught him right on the button, didn't he? And that was it. And I don't think a lot of people can take, well, if he catches you right, you know, you go. And he'd done what he had to do. And as a result of that, with a match we made, and I thought it was a good match for him, he's now the WBA interim champion.
So what's the next kind of step here for Daniel? Will he be on to the WBA to call that a fight for Trevor Bryan?
Well, I hope they do. That's what we agreed that would happen before the fight. So now we're going to push that and see if we can get that over the line.
A lot of talk in the build-up about this potential Joe Joyce rematch. Where does that stand, Frank? Because obviously Team Joyce and fans will say, listen, Joe needs to progress on. But obviously Daniel's team will say, let's get this rematch on. Where do we stand with that?
Well, as we mentioned in our last interview, we talked about Joe and we talked about the situation as far as his position on the WBO and the reason we've not been able to do anything because we thought he was going to fight Usyk because whether the big fight was going to go on between Tyson and AJ. But anyway, that's been resolved now. So Joe will fight over on the 24th or 31st of July. And he'll fight in London, and we will be announcing an opponent for him, I hope, pretty soon. We're talking at the moment, and I think we'll be in a position to give a name out very, very soon. But he will be out, and he needs to get out. He needs to be active, and he had the win over Daniel, and he needs to be out there with his profile, you know, and we are behind him. No one's not promoting him. It's the fact is, as I said, that we all the way through this was protecting the position with the WBO, and which will be a mandatory position provided he keeps winning his fights against the winner of Joshua and Usyk.
Okay, that's the situation if Joshua Usyk goes ahead. Let's say Joshua vacates, then is it a case push the Usyk fight straight away?
Correct.
Nathan Inney, obviously the man who brought most of the fans here tonight, with a stoppage win, looked much better than his previous fight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he came with us. He's a lovely fella. I mean, you can see that because all his supporters, they love him, they get behind him. And I think at the end of the day, we're going to keep pushing him. And what an ideal world, I'd love to get him a fight at his Stoke City. At the football ground. I mean, I'm quite sure that it'll turn out for him. So that's what we're going to work towards. But, you know, he's done really well tonight. As all the guys up here, they really got behind it, got, you know, sold tickets. I think he'd done 600 tickets because that's all we could give him.
He'd have done about 3,000 or 4,000 if he could.
Not a doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. No doubt about that.
Thoughts on Tommy Fury tonight, Frank?
Look, Tommy is a novice. He was in with a guy who was 2-0, who came to fight, come to give him, and he gave him a test. Tommy did what he had to do, but as I keep saying, he is a novice and he needs time. His last amateur fight was when he was 16 years of age, so he's got a way to go. And I'm not said any different to you or anybody since he turned pro, and he's got to learn his trade. There's things that he did well tonight when he got his jab going, and there are a lot of things that he's got to work on.
Of course, with Tommy, a lot of people call him out. We've been through the whole Jake Paul thing, but yesterday, Deontay Wilder's brother, Marcellus Wilder, said, come on, Tommy, on the 24th, on the undercard of our brothers, let's get a fight on. Will you push that one with Marcellus?
I've not had a chance to look at him, you know, what his record is or anything, so I want to have a look at that. If it suits, we'll do it. If it doesn't suit, we won't do it.
Been interesting dynamic to have Tyson and Deontay there and Tommy and Marcellus on the undercard.
It would be, but you know what? That's we could stand that up on its own and do that. Yeah. You know, I don't want Tyson on the night or Tommy on the night thinking about worrying about Harry's brothers getting on. You know, to fight Tyson that night, and I'm sure Deontay Wilder that night, they need to be focusing on their careers, not worrying about their brothers.
I think with Tommy, it seems like a lot of people call his name, but there's not really much action to back that up.
Yeah, but, you know, as I keep saying, I think we've got to temper all this down. If it happens, it happens, you know, because, you know, they're not what I consider to be and I mean this with the greatest respect, you know, the YouTubers, as I keep on saying, I appreciate all their endeavours or whatever, but it is what it is. As far as Tommy's concerned, he's got a long way to go, a long way to go. And I'm going to sit here and say he's going to beat everybody and he's going to do this and do that. He's got to learn his craft, he's got to learn his trade. And he was very sensible at the press conference we had last Wednesday, where he was saying, you know, I've got to learn my trade. And that is the bottom line of it. He has to learn his trade.
Frank, your new signee, Liam Davis, with a fantastic win. He wants Dennis McCann fight. Where are we with that one, Frank?
Well, that's not happening at this moment. Dennis is fighting in a couple of weeks' time, but I was really impressed with him. He done brilliantly, didn't he? We liked him, didn't we?
We did. It was an explosive performance. Okay, so Frank, you said you got your Joe Joyce show at the end of July. Where are we with the light heavyweight show in July?
That's on the 10th of July. So we're on the 10th. So they're out there, two shows that we'll be doing. And then we're trying to sort out, our dates for August, which we haven't got any news yet. And we've been working on that. I'm hoping early next week I'll have some news on those.
At this point, are Anthony Yard, Lyndon Arthur and Callum Johnson all good for the...
Callum's got an injury. He's injured, so a bit disappointed that, but the other two are beyond that.
Frank, just pick this back up quickly. So you're saying Callum Johnson's not good to go for the temp?
No, he's apparently Joe Gallagher told me he's banged his hand up, so he won't be out for a while yet.
Okay, but at this point, Anthony Lyndon will be on a bill.
Yeah, and Archie Sharp's on there as well, so we're all with that.
Okay. Frank, we'll just quickly get a comment from yourself about this new deal with DAZN and Matchroom. Obviously, Sky Sports have left. You said it would happen, but it's been official. Just your comment on it?
It is what I thought it was going to happen. That's how it's panned out, and it's going to be interesting times now. You know, I mean, as I say, we're very settled with where we are with BT. We've got a great broadcasting partner, and it's fantastic for us. And it'd be interesting to see now what Sky do. We know what Matchroom are doing. And it's going to be interesting to see how they're going to deal with losing that platform, you know, which is a great PR platform for them with the,
Sports News.
Sky News and how they got behind them. So it's going to be quite interesting because now, you know, the fighters, are they going to get the same profile? We will see. But what Sky do now is going to be interesting. I'm hearing about John Wishousen and various other situations that were going to happen there. And I don't want them not to be in boxing. They need to be in boxing. We need our sport needs profile, and it needs as many outlets as possible. So I hope they continue to stay in the business.
Just before I let you go, there's been no formal announcement about John Wishousen. What if he is the guy to take over? From your knowledge, he is to be the head of Sky Sports Boxing. What do you think about that? What do you think about John?
I don't know him that well, but he's well respected in the business, and I don't know if he's taking over or not. I don't know what the role is going to be there. So the information that I've heard is that he's going to be, you know, part of the team that's going to be deciding what fights are going on there and what promoters they're working with. Hearing a couple of other things, and it'll all obviously come very apparent in the next few weeks.
Okay. Well, listen, Frank, well done tonight on bringing the fans back. A great show.
Yeah, I was pleased with that. It's good. Let's hope now we can move onwards and upwards and get more fans in for the future. I mean, it was really nice. It was nice for the boxers to be boxing in an atmosphere rather than being sterile, how it's been in the past. It's been very difficult for some of the fighters to deal with that. But tonight was brilliant as far as atmosphere was concerned.
We certainly did. We'll roll on July 10th. I'll try and get into your office once before then. We'll have a sit down.
Mate, you can do that. I'll leave the keys under the mat for you.
That's one break. You know the deal. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.